An economist with Kearns & Associates expects the economic pressure on the pork supply chain resulting from COVID-19 to get worse before it gets better. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Disruptions caused by efforts to contain COVID-19 have impacted all points of the pork production, processing, and delivery chain. Dr. Steve Meyer, an economist with Kearns & Associates, describes this as a demand disruption piled on top of an ample supply situation with a roadblock thrown in.
The first thing that happened was the shelter-in-place safety precautions that have been taken all over the United States and Canada basically reduced food service demand dramatically. Now, retail demand has been very good because people have had to buy more product through grocery stores. But the problem is you can't shift products very well between those two and through our plants, the best example of that being bacon, which, of course, has been our darling for the last few years because of its use at food service. But those lines that produce food service bacon, that product coming out of those lines looks very different from the product that goes into our grocery stores. You don't just flip the switch and go from food service to retail. And so the food service operation side has certainly been hurt. The retail side has been hurt because they've been spent significant amount of time in the United States without stock. If you walk into an empty meat case, there's no way to generate sales out of that rascal. Obviously, the producer is getting hurt by these very low prices that tend to go lower, it seems, every day. And the fact now that we can't get our hogs moved, and so there very well could be either market hogs or the wean pigs that are following them into a barn that are going to be destroyed, that represents a huge loss. And because of that loss of food service demand, packers have struggled as well, and now some of them have to close plants.
Dr. Meyer says once we get to the back side of cases, there's going to be a huge demand for pork, but it's a question of can you get there? He says we have some producers with strong balance sheets who will come through this okay, but others who are weak and will probably go out of business. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.